What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places. The Burt Show.
We were just talking about reality TV shows, and I haven't given you guys an update on the reality TV show that I don't even know what to call it. I didn't try out for, what do you call it? Audition for? I didn't really do that.
Well, you did audition. That you're being
considered for.
Considered for, yeah.
You can still call it an audition because they asked you to audition because they've kind of observed you with the other guys. So,
but no decision has been. I haven't had to make any decision to be on the show or not because there's really been no update. And it's been so long that Jen asked a good question today. Like maybe they just shelved the project.
Oh, Jen got a good question. They're great.
So I don't know, but we were talking about reality TV shows again today because my friend Dolvette was on Chili's show this weekend. Man, I started getting tweeting and texts about this thing before it even played in its entirety last night. Mm-hmm. I guess they were showing longer clips of the show to tease you guys on VH1. And some stuff were said on the show that rubbed some listeners the wrong way about Dolvette. So we talked about it earlier this morning, and he texted me and he said, can't wait to come in and give my version of the Chili show, ... edit, cut, chop, paste, which everybody on reality TV show says, you know, like I didn't. Right.
That's what you sign up for.
But that's what you got to sort of sign up for. So
you know that in advance. You're not signing up because
they don't have.
I don't know. Like you're not signing up to not get attention. You're signing up because you want to be on television. You want to get some sort of celebrity, fame, notoriety, or what marketing for your business, whatever it is about it. So you give up your ability to. To be able to tell your own story when you sign up for that.
Because they're not
the trade-off.
Because they're not your PR rep.
Right.
Right. You know? Yeah, they're looking for drama.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not drama on a reality TV show and it's getting poor ratings and you're not getting picked up for a second season, which is what you're hoping for.
And this is a different type of show than what you're being considered for, Bert, because this is a competition show. This show is for these guys to compete to win Chili over, to win her heart, right? So they're competing. It's a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
For a show like what you're being considered for is all about personal drama because there's no competition. There's no winner. Mm-hmm. There's no amazing race. There's no survivor versus heroes and villains. And I mean, it is just gossip and drama in your social circle. That's the only reason people would watch.
Which is something to consider when making a decision on something like that, for sure.
If you're making a decision.
If one was in it.
If you haven't already made it.
If the decision hasn't already been made.
Hypothetically speaking.
We're going to talk to him.
I'm going to call Dolvette.
Awesome.
He strikes me as the type who answers the phone, like if it's on a cradle, but punch him one side of it, and when it flies up in the air, catching it.
He's got that thing in his ear all the time.
Yeah.
The Bluetooth.
It's 24/7 Bluetooth boy.
Dude, he had a tough enough time last night. Will y'all leave him alone?
Talk to me.
Go.
I'm not going to let his voicemail play.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Play it.
I'm protecting my friend. I'm not.
Play.
D.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bert. We're on the radio, dude.
What up, Bert?
Okay, no cursing or anything, all right? You understand we're on the radio.
I thought I had to answer the phone. I'm like, do I answer blocked? Because it came out blocked.
Well, when you only block one person, then you really know who it is.
Yeah.
All right, dude, so we were talking about this reality TV show, this Chili thing. Can you talk about this, or are you contractually obligated to not be able to say anything about it?
No, I can talk about it.
Okay, because he and I talked yesterday, and I started getting texts about it and tweets about it yesterday. And some of them were like, oh, boy, your boy's not looking so good right now. And I had no idea what they were talking about.
So, and we haven't seen it. I mean,
I totally
forgot it was on last night.
But I guess
you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Sorry, you got to see it.
Sorry, Dovan.
Did you watch it last night?
I watched it last night.
Of course you did.
Late, like 12:30.
How do you think you looked? You look good? You look pretty, didn't you?
No. Edit, chop, cut, paste.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about this because at the root, I'll be straight up with you, all right? At the root of the tweets and the texts are like, everything was going, might have been going sort of rough. And then she asked you about your child and then and you said, "Yeah, I have a child, but we don't talk every day." And that's when you lost her?
I think I lost her before that. Although, you know, because right on our initial meeting, the second that we met, she was standoffish from the jump. The girl that introduced us, T, that introduced us, you know, she was kind of like, "This guy's perfect," and she's like, "He's not my type." Her response was, "You don't even know him to say he's not your type. You haven't been given an opportunity." She's like, "All right, fine." So she essentially had to convince her, Chili, to even go on a date with me.
Do you think you're too good looking for her? Is that why?
No. I just think, you know, some people have chemistry, some people don't. But
but at that point, she hadn't even talked to you, right? She was
right.
She looked at you and said that you're not the type.
It was an introduction thing. She started nitpicking me the second we met. It wasn't even an opportunity for me to introduce myself, but she didn't give me an opportunity to get to know me. So I don't know what happened.
You still went out with her, and I remember years ago, a really wise person told me, "Don't go chasing waterfalls."
You're
Really? Really?
You know what? You listen to too much R&B, Jeff.
No, he just looked up the lyrics online.
So what do you think that was shown on the show last night that wasn't, like, real, that they edited to make look either worse or just different?
My relationship with my son, she asked me if I'd spoke to him or... You know, and they didn't give the rest of what I said. You know, we have a great relationship. I don't get the opportunity to talk to him every day. I work a lot of hours, and by the time I'm able to speak to him, he's in bed or off doing his basketball thing. So they didn't really give. They just cut it. It was like, oh, well, he don't. You know, and again, that's TV. That's sensationalism. So there's really nothing. That and the fact that at the end of the relationship of the dating, when I had an opportunity to give my version of the date, they cut a lot of that out as well in terms of how I went in on her. So,
what did you?
I think it was fine.
What did you say that didn't make it on TV?
I said that I felt like her expectations were higher than her effort. You know, Chili is talking about a guy has to be like this, a guy has to be like that. You know, and. What, you know, she's not saying what she's bringing to the table, you know? She's just, you know, being Chili, I guess.
See, this is the thing about reality TV shows, dude. And, you know, as I'm not really sure where this whole project still stands with Princess and all that, but, I mean, if we agree to do it, look what they did just in one night with you. I mean, they basically labeled you a deadbeat dad last night. So they can edit it any way they want. They can cut. They can paste it any way they want. So are you sure you want to do this whole thing again when the whole show of this next one would center around us?
You know what? With the show that we're talking about and that we're doing, I'm a fan of it only because of you guys. The control and the relationship that I know I already have with my friends, it's not even a thing where it's a guessing game. I didn't know Chili. She didn't know me. You know, so with all that speculation and probability, then it becomes dangerous. But I think when you walk into a situation where you already have relationships, friendships, you know, we're like brothers, I think it's more of it's a much better dialogue.
See, but you know, the more we talked about it, the more it makes me think that because we do have that tightness, we've talked about this on the air, that they're going to look for drama somewhere. So if they don't find it in us guys that are pretty tight and have each other's backs, then they're going to go to the wives and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, that's going to be bad. That's going to be bad.
Who's it going to be the worst for?
TV, baby. You got to love it.
I think it would be spread out even.
I don't know, bro. With this show, though, I mean, Chili really went in, but it's just one of those things. I think it's a huge contradiction because the first guy who's on the first episode, she was like, her list is he has to have ass. He can't eat pork. This guy eats pork, and he's a heavyset dude. So, and when she's saying how a guy has to be tall, 6'1", 6'2", and Floyd Mayweather's 5'2". You know, I love you, bro, but I'm just saying.
What?
Who's 5'2"?
Floyd Mayweather.
Other guy that you went out with?
The boxer, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, why you gotta rip on short dudes?
I'm just saying, homie, I'm just saying. You know, but, you know, in other words, to my point is that there's a lot of contradiction on it, you know? It's like, what do you want? Do you really know what you want? You know, so, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Here's Michelle. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the show last night?
I did.
Did they do them wrong?
Oh, gosh. I took it as they made Chili seem like the crazy one at the end because she was so picky. She's so picky, she doesn't even know what she wants, really. I think Delvette did an excellent job. I didn't take away that he was a deadbeat dad because I've watched reality television shows all the time, and I didn't take away that he was a deadbeat dad. She was so judgmental, you know, from the start, and she didn't want to go out on the date from the jump that she just didn't give him a chance. And she's in love with Floyd Mayweather, so you guys have to just watch the episode. It's just, you know, she's so picky, and she really doesn't know what she wants. I really don't.
Well, she says she's got that list. You know, she got that list in her head, and you gotta meet all those criteria. Hey, Aisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to quickly, like, in defense of all that, I think Chili was just immediately standoffish because of the way her matchmaker did it. She wasn't too thrilled about being, having her guys picked from the Braves game and having herself blasted like that. Like, hey, I'm looking for love, although she has a reality show.
So she started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, she started off on the wrong foot. And I think Dolvet just got through in the mix. Like, he's a great guy, and he did meet all but maybe one of her expectations, which is you're not going to get 100% of what you're looking for, which was what her matchmaker tried to tell her, but Chili was already on the defense because of the way it was introduced.
Which is, again, reality TV. So it's the matchmaker's job to make sure that there's some drama going on. So even catching Chili off guard is part of the manipulation in the show.
Yeah, it was like the first or second episode. So if she gets along with one of these guys in the first or second episode, then guess what? We've got no season, people.
Right, exactly.
So we better start creating some drama. Right. And there are going to be casualties in that. And they're part of Delvette, I think, was a little bit of a casualty of that last night, man.
You think I was a guinea pig?
Well, no, I just think that, I mean, when we do a reality TV show, or you do a reality TV show, you are the sacrificial lamb for the ratings. And you got to know that going in. And, you know, if we choose to do it, we got to know that going in, dude, that they will find out everything about you.
And stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.